In what way is it okay for a small church to lower its standards in order to fulfill different leadership roles? I suppose that should be an easy question to answer. Don't. But it doesn't feel easy to me, because I can think of missionary situations. I mean, picture Paul going into Lystra or Derbe and doing evangelism for a week or two or day, and a few converts happen. And weeks later, he comes back and strengthens the churches. So within months, you've got elders. The Bible says don't put a new convert into the eldership. That's all there are, is new converts. So in church planting, you have to adjust somewhat. So how far? And I would say don't go as any farther than you have to. So that's the kind of thing that comes to my mind. Here's the second thing that comes to my mind. And I mentioned this just to back away from it. Women should not be elders, according to 1 Timothy 2:12. Should teach or have authority over men, which is what elders do, teach, have authority. And in a missionary situation, an evangelist, and I think women should do evangelism, she's leading people to Christ. Suppose she leads a bunch of men to Christ. I'm thinking of Marilyn Laszlo in Papua New Guinea, because I've watched her do this on video. And she's by herself in this village, and she's leading people to Christ. And 6 village leaders come to Christ. Now what? They don't know anything. They don't know that there is a Bible, you know? So she sits around with these 6 guys. There's a picture, there's a video. You can get this. I forget the name of the video. And she starts studying the Bible with them, to draw them in, study the Bible. They're supposed to be the elders, and she's the only one who knows the Bible. And so they get to 1 Timothy. And they read it, and they all look at each other and say, "You're not supposed to be doing that." And she said, "I know. So start doing it." And there's this big change. Now, is that legit? Well, not ideal, but I'm glad there's a church in that village. And I think a woman telling the story of Jesus is not, you know, teaching and exercising authority over men in an elder-like way. She's telling the story, evangelizing, spreading the good news. But then she's confronted with, now what do I do? Because I got some converts. And the ideal is that. And they saw it immediately, and she believed in that. Now, am I getting at this? In what way is it okay for a small church to lower its standards in order to fulfill different leadership roles? And the okayness is this. Low is partly relative, isn't it? If you have a church that's made up mainly of long-term, seasoned, wise, mature, Bible-knowing Christians, your standards of who should lead in that group are going to be high, because to lead, you have to be ahead of somebody. In a church made up of newer believers, or just simpler, non-studying believers who don't know as much about their Bibles, what it will take to be ahead of others in that situation will not be as far ahead in Bible knowledge as in another kind of church. And so for that to be called lower is, I think, fitting. And so, yes, there is an appropriate way to adjust our expectations. Like when it says, an elder must be apt to teach, okay? A good teacher. Well, how good? I mean, how skillful does he have to be in handling his Bible to take people from where they are to where they need to be? And in one kind of church, he's got to be really skillful because these people know a lot. And in another church, if he's been a Christian for 5 years and, you know, knows where Romans is and Psalms, he might be ahead. So there is a good deal of relativity that comes into assessing the qualification of elders. We want them to be qualified with biblical qualifications, and that's a relative judgment in some of the cases.